Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The speculation's run rampant.
Do we have any suggestions for the
John, oh yeah. John says, what's up, DP and J? At work, our computers have several security measures that would block you from going to suspicious sites. It doesn't sound like Michigan did.
Dang,
I would have bet a dollar that he was at. He was on one of those sites. He says go blue, but he uses another word that starts with a B behind the blue. Bubba says, can a guy just go in his office and gamble a little money on college football games? Nyla says, clearly he was, yeah, we kind of went in that space. Didn't know what he was watching.
Ted said he was in there editing school grades for players.
That seems to me, like we were trying to figure out.
That might be.
How.
See how many academic All-Americans they got.
How many all Big Ten? But here's what's interesting about Matt Weiss. So now here's a guy, and I hate to do Madden, but here's a guy. He was a walk-on third string punter at Vanderbilt in 2003. Never was on a full scholarship. Joined the team in a tryout. He never played. Right. He's not even included on the official roster of the university. So never got into a game. Never played. Then he graduated and went to Smyrna High School in Tennessee.
Which is probably close to there.
To become an assistant high school coach. Helping to introduce a tutoring program that supported student-athletes in gaining NCAA eligibility. Then, in 1 year, he was picked up by Stanford. Stanford, as a grad assistant from 2005 to 2008. He was also defensive and special teams assistant his final year there. So he was a grad assistant for 2 years, and then the third year he got a job.
I feel a Netflix show coming.
Boy, this is spectacular.
I do. I feel some investigative reporter.
This is USC deep.
No, this is deeper.
Where all of a sudden you're getting scholarships to water polo and you don't play water polo.
Right. Great. You mess around, lose all them games or something.
He was at Stanford for a year as a paid coach and was hired by the Baltimore Ravens in 2009, stayed there until 2020, and then was the assistant to the head coach. For Coach Harbaugh in Baltimore, and then jumped over to Michigan.
So do we have any real suggestions of what he did? Like, can we get something? Can we get somebody that has some?
Well, let's send Austin down the rabbit hole and see whether he can.
What would police investigate on a university computer? And it was at the stadium, right?
Yeah, so JP says editing grades is a war games move. Yeah,
computer access crimes at the school's football facility. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't he, as a coach, have access to computers at the football facility?
Mm-hmm.
So was he accessing it from like home or something?
I'm on Michigan the Reddit.
Uh-huh.
I can't get to the message boards. I tried that first.
Listen, we will stay off the space when it comes to Nebraska, but we will go there for Michigan.
We are
absolutely going to go there for Michigan. So, yes.
Someone says he thinks it's likely that he used his university computer equipment to log into an email account that didn't belong to him.
Oh.
That's it?
That's just one guy's theory. I got more scrolling to deal. Report back.
He got into his personal email.
He went into somebody else's email.
How?
You got the password.
To their email?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone else says, someone from Weiss's camp says it might have something to do with Weiss using Jim Harbaugh's email account to email recruits.
When he probably wasn't supposed to.
Well, you're never supposed to.
Well, heck,
even with assistants,
you're impersonating someone else to contact them. That's a phishing scheme.
That gives it.
I mean, as a head coach can email, Rule is allowed to contact recruits, right?
He has periods when he can't do that.
Okay, that's what I mean, when he wasn't supposed to.
But Matt Rule is also not supposed to let anybody else have his password.
Right, I'm just saying, I'm talking about everything above the board. Okay.
Yeah. So.
But why would, but but hold
this
on, hold on, hold on.
It's fascinating to me that he got a job. First of all, how did he get the job?
Seen something that he wasn't supposed to see. He's seen something in Samira, Tennessee at that high school, something that he must have had some beers with Harbaugh. That's not the point. My whole point is, if you're the head coach, did you call this dude up and say, hey, man, here's my email, here's my password, can you email Derek Pearson in Virginia and tell him how great it was to have him on a visit?
Can't do it.
Now, I know you can't do it, but why wouldn't you just do it yourself?
I don't know.
And if I'm Harbaugh.
I don't know. But you know some head coaches at various levels who aren't great communicators.
Oh, yeah.
And who are absent-minded when it comes to being able, having to text people, email people on time as they promised, right? It could be a recruit, and there'll be a message.
But I'm
using just random people. Let's say the head coach at Meatball State has a top recruit that he needs to email Wednesday at 3:30, but the head coach is at a fundraiser. $1 million fundraiser somewhere else. Now, it's been had that assistants and other people would then jump on the email and email the recruit under the coach's name while the coach is also playing golf, which is a problem, and it happens way too often.
Yeah, I don't know. That was too long of a story. All I know is, I don't understand
I did jerry-rig my way into a message board, and that does seem to be the prevailing theory, that Weiss was using Harbaugh's email to contact recruits.
And was it on a dead period?
They're not – no inclination as to
so
that.
So does Harbaugh know that he got it –
how
broken?
Would he not know?
Well, this is – I mean, so they go into it, and they – and even as – and we'll credit ESPN for this. It says that Weiss's firing is expected to be for cause – and there's a clause in his contract that includes for cause firings of both conviction of a felony along with a conduct clause for morality. So whatever, and to tell you that this is a police investigation.
So it wasn't like, hey, you know, Derek Pearson, did you make it home okay? It was a great visit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, Harbaugh, you know, say he was still in the bathroom in Indianapolis and contemplating whether he's going to wash his hands, so you sent the email, right? This is, I mean, what could be a police investigation? Did Harbaugh call the police and say somebody broke in my email and then?
Or somebody said, hey, I got an email from Harbaugh, and Harbaugh goes, no, that wasn't me.
And the police is just because it's university-issued equipment, more so than maybe. That's just the only thing I can think of, if that's what it is.
Either way, the whole thing is weird, on top of Harbaugh already being in trouble for lying to investigators.
Boy.
On top of this. And you didn't take the NFL job?
Boy.
Right?
It goes.
I would have took the NFL job.
I'd have been out like deuces, hey. Man.
I would have took the NFL job sight unseen.
Like, yeah, it could have been any NFL job.
Arizona Cardinals, I love you.
Like, who has the one pick?
Right. Arizona Cardinals, whoever wants me, I'm there.
So it says, Weiss's firing means that Michigan will need a new coach at one of the program's most important positions. He oversaw the rise of quarterback J.J. McCarthy, who broke out as one of the country's star quarterbacks this past season. He made $850,000 in base salary and slated to earn an additional $400,000 in bonuses.
That's a serious email. I wonder how much per word that was that worth it?
Make them decisions. First
of all, why would you even do that?
Jay, I don't understand any of this. Right?
Found a police report.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I just want to know what the conversation was.
All right, Austin, give it to us.
Okay, fraudulent activity. Schembechler, Glenn E. Hall, 1200 South State Street. An employee reported fraudulent activity involving someone accessing university email accounts without authorization. Upon further investigation, it was found a crime may have been committed.
Oh, so it's serious then.
Yeah.
So was he gambling on games?
That's the extent of the report that I see.
So, this wasn't just on a dead period and you impersonating somebody.
They used the word felony.
So you impersonated. So you took the head coach's. He took the head coach's job. Hey, he know what he said. You know what? You ain't going nowhere. You here with me.
Augie says this. Hey, DP and Jay, what's up? And happy Friday. Wasn't Stanford part of the fake grades for scholarship scandal?
It wasn't the rowing team. It's the one when they be on the.
It was USC.
No, Stanford was
crew?
There. No, when they be on the boats and they make them.
Crew.
Is that it?
Crew, rowing.
Yeah. Where they were up there getting donations. Yeah, they were on there.
There were two different ones because USC had the one where mommy and daddy were paying to get their kids on the team and in, but Harvard and Stanford both
Did you see the documentary on that one?
Man. I watched it when it first came out.
Yeah. Right, where they told the story and said that when they had the guy who was helping facilitate this stuff even had a studio to take fake pictures of the people playing water polo.
The whole studio.
That's what I'm talking about. And they kept asking. Remember, they kept asking, is this going to work? He was like, trust me, it's going to work.
Like, then the girl posted and said, yeah, I got, you know, I'm going to USC. And they're like, wait a minute, you're not an athlete? What are you doing? Like, Jay, that's like me looking at Jay going, you know what? I'm going to be a pro wrestler.
Right.
Jay was like, nah, bro. Right. And nobody said no. Nobody said no. This is – Michigan, y'all are special, man. And
He could possibly be like a felony. Could be
he could go to jail.
Accessing funds.
Going to jail.
You know, like expenses or something like that. Upping his expenses.
Using credit cards. I guess all when you go in somebody's account, you get access to other stuff.
Right.
And yeah, this is boy, oh boy.
But then it's not even that, right? So just say, for instance, say if it was something else. Say he got in trouble for, you know, being intoxicated while driving, you know, or something. So he could possibly get another job. Now. To make this type of money. Dude, ain't nobody hiring you.
I can't trust
dog,
you.
Dog, you just broke in my email?
I can't trust you at the high school level.
Like, what the heck are you thinking?
I can't.
But that lets me know he done that before.
Comfortable movement, bro. Everybody.
He done been in all types of people's emails.
This is like, this is not the end of this. However this charge ends.
That's what I said.
This is not the end.
It's on Netflix. It's on. There's going to be something.
We need Jay Foreman to do like an investigative report.
I just want to ask him. I would just like to sit down. You know how they have the one-on-one? Okay. I don't want any pleasantries. Let's just get right to it.
Jay Foreman on 60 Minutes. Here we go.
Forget the pleasantries. Okay. I want to be out of here as quick as possible. So I flew all the way up here to Ann Arbor. Nice to meet you. But I have to understand how the conversation went with you and whoever when you decided to break into one of the most prominent coaches coaching college football and one of the biggest personalities right now at one of the blue blood universities, and you think security wasn't going to find you. Just tell me what you were thinking.
This is fantastic. Like, well, this is the Florida story. This
is because it's Michigan.
Chef's kiss. Right. Like,
I'm lighting all my friends that went to Michigan.
Right, like,
this
it's
how
like,
y'all rolling.
Like, and you're not as smart as you think you
are.
Yes,
because Michigan. See, Michigan State is known to have the Jeromes and the Brads, right?
Right.
You know, so they have the brothers with Jerome. Yeah. And Brad is a little tough, right?
Yeah.
Michigan has the Brocks,
yeah,
and all those guys, yeah, you know, with the nice, you yeah, know, and then they think they're better, you know, got yeah, all the nice muscles.
With the sweater hanging yeah, over the back.
And, like, they've been doing this forever.
Never got caught.
You got the offensive coordinator, just got a pay raise and went breaking in the coaches.
$400,000 raise.
Hey, Harbaugh, you leaving?
$400,000
raise. Oh, yeah, I'm working late. Don't worry about it.
And here's the other thing.
You need me to shut your lights off?
He's not answered a question about it. Not one question about any investigation, let alone one or both or all. Nope. Michigan, y'all go. Y'all go ahead. We'll go through the break. I do want to, like I said, $13 million over 4 years, Jay Foreman. A high school player, $13 million over, and the process in which NIL falls apart, it says they don't have it together. They don't
Florida
have a
does
plan for
There's
how.
There's a lot of schools around there. But see, here's the difference. This young man was smart. I guarantee you said, listen here, I ain't enrolling in nothing until I get a Chizek. There's a lot of guys that do it, and then you're stuck on campus, and they got you just by circumstances. I call it.
This is what we're going to talk about.
It's like being in Hawaii.
We're going to wind Jay up.
You think you're going to leave? No, you ain't going nowhere. You got island fever here.
We're going to wind him up here. We're going to let Jay Foreman fly when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.